You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's exciting times coming up for people who love to chuckle because it's the it is the comedy festival, which means that there is a massive job lot, a square ton of comedians coming into the town and to try and make you laugh. One of those comedians is Pax Asadi. Hi, Pax. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Good. 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 Thanks for coming in. Thanks for coming in on this Easter Tuesday.
It's my pleasure. Is it still Easter Tuesday?
Oh, it counts as Easter Tuesday, doesn't it?
Do we just continuously say that, like 4 months from
Easter
now?
Easter Wednesday, Easter Thursday. Yeah. The comedy show you're doing is just you, isn't it?
It's just me.
You stand out there with the microphone. Tell me, I'm fascinated by people who do comedy.
Yeah.
Who do stand-up comedy because it looks like it's the scariest thing I've ever even imagined
in my life. You know what's scarier?
What?
The dark, deep void in our heart that we're trying to fill with the laughter of strangers.
I have met comedians before. It's a true thing though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real.
Cheer
it's really
up, fellas.
Real.
But you haven't done a show since 2016. It's a fair gap, isn't it?
Well, it's a brand new show.
Okay. So yeah, have you been sitting there just honing your skills? Were you just happy for a little while then and then just back down to the
Well, place? No, I've been in like Melbourne and other places. I've been doing Sydney.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
I've been doing different shows in different places. But this one is a brand new show. For all the people that want to watch me in Auckland and Wellington, they're not watching the same show that they saw the last time I was at the Comedy Festival.
Good job.
Yeah.
How did the last Comedy Festival go for you?
It was great. Got nominated for awards, sold out, made money, bought expensive things with that money. Now I need more money.
And what sort of expenses? Now, when you say, see, when comedians say expensive things, I'm thinking like jeans.
Yeah. Man, I've got some real good $20 jeans.
Secondhand this and that.
Yeah.
So you're a father as well, though. You're a dad of two kids.
I'm a daddy.
And that's
five and three.
Part of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Do you just...
Man, when you have kids as a comedian, in your mind you go, I will not become a dad comedian. Like, I'm not going to do dad material.
Good luck.
I'll tell you right now, I do only dad material.
Yeah. Good job. How do you do dad and travel around all the time?
I just have an angel of a wife.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Who just, like, tolerates my garbage and like, I'm gonna go to Sydney and make $125.
Still $125.
Hey, wouldn't have that $125 if I didn't go to Sydney.
Now it says here on your gizmo here that you're from the North Shore.
I am
now
G-Field. You're from G-Field?
No, I'm from Campbell's Bay, but I mean,
I just want to take that fist pound back now.
Okay. I mean, I'm not so from Birkenhead. The North Shore growing up, how old are you?
I'm 28.
So yeah, North Shore wasn't the coolest place to be to say you're from for a while there.
G-Field
for a while there.
G-Field felt like we were the coolest part of the North Shore.
Yeah,
because we had all the Filipinos who could breakdance.
Yep.
So we felt like we were cooler than the rest of the North Shore.
I like Glenfield. My cousin grew up in Glenfield, therefore I grew up in Glenfield.
That's how it works.
And then we did a lot of bins. Yeah, going through the factory's bins.
Oh yeah,
good times.
Yeah, I feel like that was like a bit before my time, eh?
Okay. Yeah. Back in Oliver Twist times. Yeah. So do you talk about the North Shore at all in your show?
Yeah, a little bit. I suppose it's hard
to talk down the North Shore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard. It's changed. The North Shore is different to what I remember it as. Like, it was still a wealthier place to grow up, but it was still like the immigrant hub to some degree, you know?
Lots
of South Asian people, lots of Filipino people. But now I feel like those people are getting pushed out. So the North Shore now is different to what I remember it as, but I still talk about what I remember.
It's still the North Shore. So if you ignore the people that live there now.
Just look at the infrastructure. Yeah, it's still the North Shore. I talk about all areas. I talk about South Auckland because I lived there for 5 years. I talk about West Auckland because that's where my grandparents are from. I talk about everywhere. In this show, I'm talking a bit about Australia because I've been there for so long on tour and stuff like that. Wherever I go and whatever I observe, I just talk about it.
And as a stand-up comedian, do you have like two or three favorite stand-up comedians?
I don't have two or three. I have one, and that's Chappelle.
Chappelle's everyone.
I can appreciate everybody. Like, I can appreciate things that everyone brings, but at the top of the pile, it's Chappelle for me.
So many different levels to Chappelle, eh? So many different, like he's deep.
Yeah, he's
deep, but he's so frivolous at the same time.
But here's the thing: if you're a comic and you do this for a living and you watch him, you realize that his frivolity is without purpose at any point in time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah,
always
yeah.
calculated. Yeah. Which is the mind-blowing thing.
That's what I mean. On so many different levels, he's a craftsman.
He's messing with you. Yeah, he's always got you in control. Yeah, it's amazing to watch.
And what would be your most satisfying show to date?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because it's always hard to tell. Because I mean, you get everyone laughing. Hey, yeah, we'll see you later. You guys have been great. Whoa, woo.
Yeah.
How do you know that's different from the last time you went? You guys have been great. Yeah, woo.
But you use the word satisfying, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean the loudest laughter.
Okay. You know. So what was most satisfying?
I'm gonna say I did a gig in Queenstown for the Winter Festival like 2 years ago. And it was a combination of crushing and also doing the material that I love that isn't necessarily the material that gets the... So, you know,
that gets mainland, South Island.
You know what I'm trying to say. Because, you know, you got material that you know is going to work anywhere.
I think I get what you're trying to say, actually.
And then you have material that you know will only work in some places and in other places it might not work, but you love doing it. Right. So I did that material thinking, oh, Pax, you're really swinging for the fences. And if you miss... It's going to be a bad miss. But in front of that audience, I crushed with
courageous,
the material.
Courageous comedy.
Well then done. That's why it was the most satisfying.
All right. So tell us when your show's on.
My show is on... You just passed me the paper going, here it is.
Your own.
It's Tuesday, May 15th to May 19th at 8:45 at Loft. At Q Theatre.
Right, that's part of the 2019 New Zealand International Comedy Festival with Best Foods Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Man, we get so much free mayo as comedians. I have a fridge full of mayo. And I don't even eat mayo.
Best Foods Mayo, of course. Yeah. So once again, those dates again?
15th to the 19th of May, 8:45, Q Theatre, Loft.
Nice space to be doing some comedy.
Yeah, I love the Loft.
Yeah, yeah. And tickets from whereabouts?
Tickets, you can get them from comedyfestival.co.nz. Right. And just search Pax Society.
Thank you, Pax Society. Thanks for coming into the breakfast show this morning. Good luck with your comedy shows.
Thank you very much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.